Thank you for the emails, by the way. We can only accept the Scouse Nouse answers via the phone call, even though you do tweet and you do send us the emails in the text as well. But give us a shout. We'll leave the lines open for a few minutes, yeah. 8:24. Now, a local council here on Merseyside has been named the best in the country for a second time. Which one could this be? I hear you shout at the radio. Well, it's Halewood Town Council. I bet you didn't realise there was one, which is in Knowsley. It's been crowned Council of the Year for its engagement with the community and its work, its pioneering work, towards tackling social deprivation. BBC Radio Merseyside's Mark Geyer is there for us this morning. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning, Snelly. You did say it's a cold and frosty morning, so we've come inside to the Arncliffe Sports and Community Centre in Halewood, which is where the town council's base is where they have their meetings. And they're very happy because pride of place on the trophy cabinet here in the manager's office is a plaque, a shield, I should say, and a frame certificate. And they're very pleased and proud of it, and so they should be. Now, I think you said before in the intro, bet a lot of people didn't know Halewood had a town council. It's part of Knowsley, so possibly the person to give us a quick explanation of how it is, there is this division of services, or perhaps these tiers of local government, is the chair of the council, Tina Harris, who's also a councillor. She's the mayor of Halewood. She's also a councillor on Knowsley Council. So just explain to people, there's Knowsley Council and Halewood Town Council. Who does what?
Right. Halewood Town Council, we just see it to all of Halewood. Knowsley Borough, when you're a Knowsley Borough councillor, it's all of Knowsley. Obviously, Knowsley do different things. Halewood Town Council just concentrates on Halewood and the groups and that in Halewood.
And so, really, this is where you might say the localism comes into it. You really look at the day-to-day things that affect people in Halewood.
Yes, yes. We have groups and everyone that comes to us in Halewood. Our local constituents, and yes, people do get confused over Halewood Town Council or any parish council in the borough. People still do, but we advertise ourselves really well. I think we're very good at that. We put a newsletter out, so people do know the difference.
And obviously the National Association of Local Councils know the difference because they see the work that you're doing and they have said you're the best in the country. That must be a fantastic plaudit to receive.
Oh, we were absolutely thrilled on Monday. We were in Milton Keynes to get the award. There was four of us and we were just over the moon. It was brilliant.
So, you know, as a councillor, you know, you give your time up and you go to surgeries and you hear people's complaints and you sit around in here, you make decisions. And the fact is it's being validated that you actually are making a difference. That must give you a lot of pleasure for the work you put in.
Yes, it does. And don't forget, when you're a Halewood Town Councillor, it's all voluntary. You don't get an allowance or anything like that. So to say we've got 12 really good councillors and fantastic staff is brilliant.
We say fantastic staff. Here's the town manager, George McKenzie, is with us. We're in his office. Well, George, just explain some of the things you do that has won this award. What, on a day-to-day basis, the stuff you're managing, how do you make a difference for people in Halewood?
On a day-to-day basis, if you take this week, for example, tomorrow evening in one of our centres, we've got a support group for people with adults with additional needs that we've run for many years. Here in our centre, here in the Arncliffe Centre on Wednesday and Friday, we've got a dementia support group, we have our pensioners group, and later on today I've got a meeting with a number of partners that we're working with, and that partnership is essentially the secret of why we've achieved this award, about Christmas and what Christmas is going to look like in Halewood.
And, you know, social deprivation is one of the things you're tackling. Knowsley, as a borough, is one which always sadly comes near the bottom of tables when they talk about social deprivation, etc. So what sort of things do you do here that makes a difference?
One of the things, or a number of things, were highlighted by the National Association of Local Councils when we received this award, was particularly around our work around schools. You know, for example, for the last 3 or 4 years now, unlike other areas in the borough, and this comes back to the difference you were talking to Councillor Harris about before in terms of what the borough council and the town council do. This year, during the school summer holidays, we fed nearly 1,900 children with meals during the school summer holidays, because we know with all the cuts and the austerity cuts that's coming that the feeding of the children, particularly during the school summer holidays, is an issue. Another issue that we're proud of for the last 3 years now, we've worked with all of our primary schools in providing some funding, if you like, for the more vulnerable families and children within Halewood to have school uniforms purchased. And so the parents can pay the town council back through the school over a period of time, because we know that, you know, a child not having a new school uniform in September can be a catalyst for bullying. So those sort of things that we do in terms of social deprivation, isolation, and it's those things that we're, I believe, rightly proud of.
And this, even the sports centre here, I mean, it's built for hire. Well, that's a free ad on the beep. Yeah. But you know, you've got sports, you've got you know, a committee room, function room, these things like that. That brings in income as well, which is very important to you in these straitened times for local government.
Definitely so. Yes, finances not only in the borough council but in the town council are very much at a premium, and we have to try and strike the balance between the precept that we raise from the electors of Halewood Town Council and the services that we provide. But we're fortunate in the facilities that we've got do provide us with an income. The other thing that we're also very proud of is, as Tina Harris mentioned before, Councillor Harris mentioned before, was the members of the town council, the staff of the town council, but equally importantly in my book, of the community of Halewood. You know, without the support that we get from the community of Halewood, we just wouldn't have won this award. For example, we had a town council meeting 2 weeks ago. We gave money to a group who are going to provide meals for those people who would otherwise be alone on Christmas Day. It was a voluntary group that we provided it the money to. They've worked in partnership themselves with the O'Neill Community Association that we've got in Halewood, who run a cafe, to provide that on Christmas Day. And we will feed 50, 60, 70, 80 people on Christmas afternoon who would otherwise be alone. And it's those things that I like to think that the National Association of Local Councils have recognised.
Well, back to the Mayor and Chair, you must be very proud then to be from Halewood and to be involved with the council and people who do those sort of things then.
Oh, yes, we are. And our 12 town councillors, excuse me, we're all from Halewood. So we're all very much, you know, see the people every day and find out what the problems are. So we're really pleased and we're proud, so proud of that award.
Well, there you are, Snelly. If you weren't sure what Halewood Town Council did before, you certainly do now. Thanks very much this morning to Town Manager George McKenzie and the person you just heard from, Tina Harris, who's the Chair of the Town Council and its Mayor.
Good stuff. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.